由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad that you have joined us today.
好开心今天能够再在天路导向同你相聚。
We are in the middle of a series of messages entitled The Awesomeness of God's Grace.
我们正在分享一个系列是关于上帝奇妙恩典的信息。
And I want to begin today by telling you a story.
那么呢，我们在这里希望能够同你去分享一个故事。
Back in 1973,
在1973年,
two young students were making a 600-mile trip from Sydney to Melbourne in Australia.
在澳洲有两个学生啊，要从悉尼去到墨尔本，有600里的一个的旅程。
There were no highways back then.
当年呢，还没有高速公路的。
Only one lane traveling in each direction.
每个方向呢，只有一条的行车道。
They were driving a very small and slow car.
咁当时呢，佢哋揸紧一架好细架又好慢嘅缆车。
For some time on the road to Melbourne, they were stuck behind a slow-moving truck.
喺去墨尔本嘅路上面呢，佢哋前面有一架好慢好慢嘅大货车。
He began to make an effort to pass the slow-moving truck.
咁架好慢好慢嘅大货车咁啊塞住咗啦，咁于是佢哋就好想好想咁样爬头啦。
But sure enough, another car or a truck would show up heading straight at him.
但系每次当佢想爬头嘅时候咧，总系会有一架车或者另一架大货车咧，就迎面出现喺佢哋对面嗰条线。
So he would have to get back into his lane immediately behind the truck again.
咁冇办法啦，一见到对头车嘅时候就褪翻去自己嗰度啦。
That went on for a little longer than his patience would tolerate.
一直都系咁，于是佢两个人嘅耐性咧都渐渐冇晒啦。
Finally, he got his chance.
终于佢哋等到咗一个机会。
There was enough straight road and no oncoming traffic that he could see.
有一段够长嘅直路，然后喺佢哋嘅视野范围嗰度咧都冇对头车。
So he pushed on the accelerator.
于是佢哋就踩油啦。
He was almost around the truck.When another truck popped over the ridge, heading right at him,
就嚟爬到嗰架大货车头嘅时候咧，啱啱就喺另一边山脊咧，就突然间出咗一架嘅大货车迎面驶过嚟。
He put the car in second gear and pushed the gas pedal to the floor like he had never done before.
于是咧，个司机就即刻升波，转到去二波，跟住将油门踩到底，佢从来未做过嘅。
They felt the car surging forward with a rush of reserve power that they did not know it had.
跟住佢就突然间发现架车飙前有一阵好大嘅从来未发现过嘅力量咧出嚟啦。
That rush of reserved power glided them safely back into safety.
亦都就系呢一股积蓄嘅力量，能够使到佢哋化险为夷。
In a spiritual sense, that's the promise of God to the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9.
在属灵的角度来讲，保罗觉得这个就是上帝的应许，在哥林多后书12章9节讲什么呢？
He said, My strength is made perfect for you, for my power is perfected in weakness.
我的能力是在人的软弱上面显得完全。
A rich reserve of spiritual and supernatural grace power is reserved for the time of spiritual emergency.
咁你积蓄得好丰富嘅属灵恩典，就系为咗你灵里面如果有乜嘢紧急情况咧，你就有得用啦。
At some point in our lives, each of us has known circumstances that felt like a truck coming right at us over the ridge.
在我们的生命里面，每个人都可能会经历到某些类似好像对头车有个大货车向我们冲过来的紧急情况。
And most likely we were fearful and panicked.
很多时候呢，我们都会因为恐惧而乱了自己的阵脚。
At some point in our lives, each of us experience a time of pain, disappointment, or loss.
有些时候，我们会经历到痛苦、失望或者迷茫。
At those times, most likely we feel desperate.
在那个时候，我们很多时呢，会感到很绝望。
Whether that desperation is felt as a result of the loss of a loved one,
无论是因为我们失去了挚爱的亲人，
or the loss of hope,
或者是失去了盼望，
or the loss of money,
或者是失去了金钱，
or the loss of health,
或者是失去了健康，
or the deep betrayal by a friend,
或者是经历你朋友的背叛。
Or whatever other loss you may have experienced.
或者是体验到一种你从来都未经历过的损失。
When these trucks in life come bearing down over the ridge, we can do one of two things.
当任何这些样的卡车在我们的生命里面出现的时候，我们有两种的选择。
We can either panic and get into a mess.
我们一是呢就惊惶失措陷入困境。
Or we can draw upon the grace of God that is given to us and allow Him to pull us into safety.
一系咧，就从上帝俾我哋嘅恩典里面支取力量，让佢带领我哋得着真正嘅平安。
If you have just tuned in, we are in the midst of a series of messages on the awesomeness of the grace of God.
如果你刚刚先开始收听今日的天路导向的话，现在我们正在分享一个有关奇异的上帝的恩典的一个信息。
We saw in the first broadcast the God of grace in the Garden of Eden.
在今个系列的第一次节目里面，我们看到上帝在伊甸园里面的作为。
We saw how graciously he dealt with Adam and Eve's disobedience.
我们看到上帝怎样用恩典来对待亚当和夏娃的悖逆。
Then in Ephesians chapter 2,
跟着呢，我们又看过以弗所书的第二章。
We saw how we are saved by grace alone.
我们看到自己是怎样单单凭着恩典去得救的。
In our last broadcast,
而在上次的节目里面呢，
We saw what it means to fall from grace.
我们看到什么叫做从恩典里面堕落。
Today, I want to talk to you about the sufficiency of the grace of God.
今天我们就想跟大家去分享一下恩典够用这个课题。
And I'm going to ask you to bring your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
如果你有圣经的话，我好想请你呢去翻开圣经的新约哥林多后书的第十二章。
And we're going to read the first 10 verses.
我们呢会读出头十节的经文。
Are you ready?
如果你准备好的话呢，
Let's read together.
那呢就让我们一起去读出哥林多后书的第十二章第一到第十二节，请听我读出。我自夸固然是无益啦，但是我是不得已的。如今我想同你讲到上主的显现同埋启示。我知道呢，一个是在基督里面的人，他呢前十四年已经被提到去第三重天上面。唔知是不是在身里面呢？我唔知道。定是在身外面呢？我都唔知道。只有上帝才知道。但是我认得这个人，无论他在身体里面或者身体外面，我都不知道，只有上帝知道。他被提到去乐园里面听见隐蔽的话语，他呢这些东西是人不可以讲的。为这一个人我要夸口，但是为我自己呢，除了我的软弱之外，我并不去夸口。 我就是愿意去夸口啊，我都不算狂啊，因为我必定讲的是实话，只是我禁止自己我不讲啫。恐怕有些人呢将我睇高了，过于他在我所身上面应当睇见的同埋应当听见的一个的层次。我又怕呢，我因为我所得到的启示太大，就令到我自己太骄傲，所以呢有一根刺呢就要加在我的肉体上面。这一根刺就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我免于过于自高。为了这件事，我三次求过主，求他让这一根刺离开我。但是主对我讲话，我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上面是显得完全的。所以我更加喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力去浮庇我。我为了基督的缘故，我就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为一些可以喜乐的事，因为我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强了。
Paul obviously was facing some sort of truck that showed up in the horizon of his life.
我们看到在这里的保罗呢，好像面对着生命里面的一辆的卡车。
What kind of a truck was bearing down on him?
那究竟他遇到的是什么的大货车呢？
What was that thorn in the flesh that Satan sent to him to torment him?
究竟撒旦为了攻击他而放在他身上的刺是什么呢？
We do not know.
我们不知道。
No one knows.
我相信呢，也都没有人会知道。
There are lots of speculations as you can imagine.
可能你可以有很多很多的想象。
Some people say that because he mentioned the flesh, it must be a weakness in his moral character.
有些人说因为他提到他的肉体，那很可能呢都是他身体或者道德上面的一些缺点。
Others have said that it was a malaria that he picked up in the mosquito-infested swamps of lower coastal Asia Minor.
又有人说因为他呢在小亚细亚的沿岸呢，因为蚊虫繁衍有很多沼泽呢，他就患上了疟疾。
Still others suggested that Paul suffered from epilepsy.
又有人讲过说保罗是有麻风病。
Some scholars have said that it must have been a speech deficiency.
又有些学者呢讲过他可能是口齿有障碍。
Because he said in 1 Corinthians 2:1,That he could not speak with eloquence.
因为他曾经啊，在哥林多后书二章一节讲过自己没什么好的口才。
Still others have said that Paul must have been inflicted with guilt over his fellow Jews refusing to believe in the Messiah.
又有些人讲过呢，因为保罗啊，为了自己的同胞不肯相信弥赛亚救主耶稣基督呢，于是他就深深感到很内疚。
Probably one of the most plausible explanations is that he had a serious eye infection.
或许呢，其中一个最可靠的解释就是说到他有一个严重的眼疾。
The eye infection restricted his sight and caused him a great deal of embarrassment.
他的眼睛呢，是有严重的疾病，令到他非常的尴尬和不便。
He tells us in the letter to the Galatians chapter 6 verse 11,
他在加拉太书六章十一节这样讲过给我们听。
That he was signing his name with large letters.
他要用很大的字来签名。
Whatever that thorn in the flesh was, we know one thing for sure.
但是无论这根刺是什么，我们都知道一样东西。
It was no minor irritation.
那这一件事一定是非同小可的。
It was no silly inconvenience.
我们知道这件事并不是一些小小的不方便。
It was not just missing something he felt that he needed.
这个的事情并不是单单好像不见了一样东西那么简单。
This thorn caused the Apostle Paul physical torment and embarrassment.
就是这根刺是让到保罗的身体饱受煎熬啊。
I say that because of what he said in 2 Corinthians 11.
我们看到呢，在哥林多后书的十一章讲过一些东
西。There he tells us about some horrendous sufferings that he went through.
保罗讲到咧，佢经过咗一啲极大嘅痛苦。
From being beaten to hunger to the rest of it，
从被鞭打啦、挨饿啦、受冻啦，仲有好多。
Yet Paul never asked to be delivered from any of these。
但系保罗从来都未试过请求上帝将呢一切去挪开。
But he persisted in prayer regarding this one thing, whatever that was。
但系呢，我哋咧见到保罗有一样嘢好特别嘅，佢就系不断咁样为住呢一条喺佢心里面嘅刺嚟祈祷。
It is no accident that God the Holy Spirit, who authored the scripture, did not tell us specifically what the problem was.
我想圣灵没有很清楚话给我们听究竟保罗的刺是什么呢？这个绝非偶然。
The Holy Spirit left that out deliberately.
我想是圣灵很刻意这样做的。
Why?
为什么我会这样说呢？
So that all of those who go through any form of suffering,
我想就是因为要为了所有经历各样苦难的人
can identify with the Apostle Paul's affliction,
都能够在保罗身上找到自己的影子
If the affliction was bad eyesight,
如果保罗说我的根刺其实是眼病啊
only those who suffer from bad eyesight would have identified with him.
咁只有嗰啲有眼病嘅人先至能够去了解佢。
If it was depression,
如果保罗话我有忧郁症啊
，Only those who suffer from depression would have been able to identify with him。
咁嗰啲只有患忧郁症嘅人先至能够了解佢。
But this way, we can all imagine him hurting with whatever hurts us。
但系因为佢冇写到明咧，所以我哋每个人都可以将自己嘅痛苦咧，去想象成为佢嘅痛苦。
This way, we all can imagine him suffering with what makes us suffer。
亦都能够将佢嘅痛苦想象成为自己嘅痛苦。
This way, we all can imagine him agonizing with whatever makes us agonize。
咁样嘅时候，我哋就能够感同身受啦。
This godly man quietly asked the Lord to intervene and deliver him quickly, just like you and I often do.
保罗这个敬虔的人就好像你好像我一样默默地求上帝去拯救他。
But I want you to look at God's response.
但是我想邀请你来看一下上帝的回应是什么。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上面显得完全。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想在这里呢，请你好仔细地去听清楚。
Whatever your hurt may be,
无论你的伤痛是什么都好。
Whatever your suffering is,
无论你的苦难是什么都好。
Whatever your pain feels like,
无论你的痛楚是几咁难忍。
Whatever your grieving that is crushing you,
无论你的悲伤是几咁嘅沉重。
God's promise for you is the same.
上帝给你的应许是仍然一样的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
他说过我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace will give you power to overcome.
我的恩典是能够给你力量胜过一切。
My grace will give you strength to persevere.
我的恩典是能够给你能力去忍耐。
My grace will give you sufficient weapons for victory.
我的恩典是能够给你足够的武器去得胜。
My grace will buoy you up above the raging waves.
我的恩典是能够在惊涛骇浪里面托住你。
My grace will propel you above the hurling winds.
我的恩典是可以在狂风暴雨里面去保守你。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典是够你用的。
There are three things that I want to tell you about all of the thorns of the flesh.
在这里我想跟你讲下三件事是关于你这条刺的。
And the sufficiency of the grace of God to overcome these thorns.
亦都讲下上帝够用的恩典能够为我们克服这些刺。
I will only be able to give you the outline, and in the next broadcast, I will go through these points one by one.
在这里我只是为你提供一个大纲，而在下一次我会再仔细逐条逐条这样解释。
Let me encourage you to tune in because I know you will be encouraged and uplifted.
我在这里很想鼓励你按时收听天路导向，因为我相信你能够借着天路导向被鼓励，并且提升你的信仰。
Here is the outline.
在这里我为你讲一讲个大纲先。
Number one.
第一点呢，大纲的第一点是
Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
撒旦是所有的刺的制造者。
Number two.
然后去到第二点是
God's grace is able to take away the sting.
上帝的恩典可以让我们挪去那些毒钩。
Number three.
最后第三点是什么呢？
God's grace brings roses out of thorns.
上帝的恩典就能够使刺里面是长出玫瑰。
Now we will look at these three things in more detail in our next broadcast.
在下次节目我们会再仔细地看下这三点。
Be sure to join us then.
请你准时收听，而在现在我很想送上一首歌给你。这首歌呢叫做《一宿虽有哭泣》。我们相信呢，虽然我们呢可能今晚我们很想去哭泣，但是去到第二朝，我们知道去到早晨，我们一定有喜乐。我们无论在现在经历过几多的伤痛，几多的苦难，几多的痛楚，几多的悲伤都好，上帝给你给我的恩典亦都是一样，因为祂的恩典是够用的。让我们一起来听下这首歌，就是《一宿虽有哭泣》，是西伯的作品。
一宿虽有哭泣，主爱福来，忧困替我担当，抹干心中泪水，哭泣转发欢欣，真爱胜利，安慰教我不慌，凭恩典跨永生。圣洁，你令我圣洁，靠着你的大能，让我兴起，我定义兴起，全凭你的爱，就算天地昏暗，都可高唱开歌，皆因你而为我一生作主。藉你不死的爱，圣洁，靠着你的大能，让我兴起，我定义兴起，全凭你的爱，就算天地昏暗，都可高唱开歌，皆因你而为我一生作主。凭藉你不死的爱，哭泣转化欢欣，亲爱胜利，安慰 教我不慌，凭恩典跨永生。圣洁你令我圣洁，靠着你的大能，让我兴起，我定义兴起，全凭你的爱，就算天地昏暗，都可高唱开歌，皆因你已为我一生作主，凭藉你不死的爱。
一首好清新的歌，我们知道上主的恩典是够我们用的，虽然日熟有哭泣，早晨我们必定欢笑，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。很多时候呢，在人生里面呢，我们要受过一些的苦痛呢，我们先能够成长，或者是说我们要在很大的压力里面呢，我们先有更加大的成长。我想到呢，就例如说到国家里面有很多的考试，很多人呢穷一生之力呢寒窗苦读，有很多的训练，但是可能就是在一个最有压力的时候，你先有最大的成长。所以呢，我们见到我们基督徒有一样很重要的事，就是要跨我们自己的软弱。因为当我们去夸自己的软弱的时候，我们就能够让上帝在我们的生命里面工作。如果我们时常去夸自己一些很好的属灵的体验啊，或者夸自己有很多东西很厉害的时候，我们其实呢，某程度上就是封闭了自己的心，封闭了自己的脑袋，让到呢，我们没有机会有能力去再吸收一些新的东西。最重要的确我们要懂得怎样去谦卑。咁希望你在下次的天路导向时候呢，记得去收听麦克牧师和我万峰为你预备的天路导向。在当中我们会分享撒旦就是所有的刺的制造者，我们要避免这个的离开，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。第二就是上帝的恩典可以为我们拎走这个的刺。第三就是上帝的恩典能够让刺生出玫瑰。我们要记住，很多时候我们看成很差的东西，其实可能是塞翁失马，焉知非福。那在这里，如果你想跟我们联络的话，欢迎你写信来到香港九龙大有街，香港九龙九条龙大有街，大小的大，有没有的有，一号十楼大有街一号十楼。咁欢迎你写信嚟到俾我哋，我哋亦都会咧收到你嘅来信之后咧，会尽快俾你回信，或者你可以电邮嚟到 liangyou@liangyou。就是良友的汉语拼音点 net。 我们亦都近期都收到有听众朋友的来信，亦都感谢你的来信。那在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，我们在下次天路导向的时间再会。